The future of John Creslin was bright and promising, but the careless mistake of someone else was life-changing. Rita Creslin is heading up the John Creslin Scholarship 5K and is also the executive director of AIM, the Alliance Against Intoxicated Motorists, and here to share her story and also with info on how we can support this cause and help make a difference.
The scholarship got started back in 2004, I believe it was. I lost my 19-year-old son, John, in an impaired driving crash. He was a passenger in a car along with three girls, and the three girls that were in the back seat and the driver, they were all impaired, and the driver hit a tree traveling about 65 miles an hour. And John had just started his sophomore year of college. He was a pre-pharmacy student, and like most parents, I had spent a good deal of my life talking to both my boys about being accountable and responsible for the decisions and choices that they make in their lives. And so when this had happened, I was obviously devastated along with the rest of my family and had decided to start a scholarship fund in memory of John to bring awareness to the choices and decisions that young people make, not just to make sure that John's life or his death were not in vain, but to let these kids know that, you know, they think that because you're bright or you're smart that you're not going to make a bad decision. And the reality of it is it's something like this can happen to almost anyone. And young people, they are by nature risk takers. So they have a tendency not to always think ahead about the choices and decisions that they make. So when this had happened, I decided that I needed to reach out to that group that was getting ready to go off to college. So I started a scholarship where the students need to write an essay of their most significant experience, whether personal or someone they know or someone in the family, of experience with alcohol or drug use, how it affected their lives. And what they'll do with the information that they've learned throughout their teenage years to help ensure that they will have a healthy, successful journey through college. So this will be the fifth scholarship that I will be giving out since 2004, I believe it was, totaling about $9,000. And this is only the fourth event that I've done. This is the second time I'm doing a walk. And it's simple, it's family friendly, people can come out, we don't time anybody, they can bring their animals, they can bring their kids in strollers, and I also reach out to law enforcement in the area and recognize officers as they come out for their efforts and their life-saving efforts to keep drunk drivers off the road and to help ensure that kids that are in zero tolerance violations they get home safely. And this year I'm really excited because our winner, I will be invited to come out to the walk and given their scholarship award at the walk.
Talking with Rita Creslin, who is the founder of the John Creslin Scholarship Fund, which is happening on May the 20th. She's also the executive director of the Alliance Against Intoxicated Motorists, or AIM. And even this walk, just bringing it up about the event itself, is a great way to start the conversation of all the things we were just talking about.
Exactly. And it's a great way for families to start the conversation with their children.
So now that everyone's already on board with all the important messages this has, what's the best way to sign up for this run? Do you do it the day of? Do you do it before?
They can come the day of, and you know, a lot of people will wait sometimes to see what the weather is like, but they're more than welcome to wait until the day of the event. But if they register by May 5th, it will guarantee a t-shirt for the day of the walk. They can register at www.johncreslinscholarship.com. It also links to the website for the organization that I'm the director of. It's the Alliance Against Intoxicated Motorists, and that's AAIM1.org. And there's a lot of information that's interchangeable there for all different kind of events that the organization presents and how we support other community events as well that pertain to impaired driving or distracted driving and choices.
It's a John Creslin Scholarship 5K run that's happening on May the 20th. Rita Creslin is the founder and also the executive director of AIM. So now that we have all the sign-up information with prom and graduation and just the weather getting nicer, all this information is so important to remind young people of and just people in general. So what's the best way to get more information?
The best way is through my website or the AIM website, because there's resources there as well. For programs that we put on through the organization, we do pre-prom presentations in the schools. We do community events. We're out there continually involving the community in education and awareness to make sure that we keep our young people safe during this pre-prom season and during the summer. You know, it's a time of year that more people are out on the road and risky behavior is happening. And so there's a lot of different resources and tools on our website to help get that message out, to help keep our kids safe.
It's so much important information, and it's a great way to start the conversation and be a part of a movement that can hopefully save lives. It's a John Creslin Scholarship 5K run on May the 20th. Rita Creslin is the founder. Thank you so much for sharing all this important information with Chicago Connection. And one last time, remind everybody where they can find out more.
They can find out more at johncreslin.com. And the flyer is there, the way to register is there if they want to make a donation. If they want to read the complete story of John and what occurred, you know, that led up to the crash, and any other information that they want to link to the great work that AIM does as well on behalf of the victims of drunk driving crashes.
Next on Chicago Connection, more services and opportunities you can get involved with.